Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $3,500 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains. January 12th through the 22nd. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Hey, Lisa, you ready to play today?
Hi, Anna. Yes, I am.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Can you leave the room, Raven?
You got it, Lisa. $3,500. Here we go. Good luck.
All right.
Wow.
So Raven's going to walk out of here. That door is going to close, and he won't be able to hear us when it finally closes. Okay. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yep.
Number one, the son of the former French president called Joaquin Phoenix's Napoleon film an absolute catastrophe. What was Napoleon's last name?
Oh, my God. Leopold? No. I don't know.
Number two, that's okay. Pete Davidson's second hour-long comedy tour is set to premiere on Netflix today. It's called Turbo Fonzarelli. He is famously from which New York City borough?
Queens.
Number three, the Wolverines are the 2023 college football national champions. The Wolverines are from what school?
I don't know.
Number four. That's okay. Jimmy Kimmel ripped into Aaron Rodgers last night on his show after Aaron made a comment suggesting that Jimmy Kimmel was associated with who?
Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein.
Number five. A Broadway musical based on Prince's Purple Rain is in the works. Finish the second line to the opening lyrics. I never meant to cause you any sorrow.
I never meant to cause you any pain.
All right. Let me bring Raven back in. You redeemed yourself at the end, Lisa. Two out of five.
My brain's going to go to mush.
Not great. Here we go. Maybe they're really hard. Let's see how I do.
Number one, the son of former French president called Joaquin Phoenix's Napoleon film an absolute catastrophe. I didn't even know it was in theaters until I was reading about this.
I heard it's not good, and I love him. Such a big fan.
Me either. I was going to say Dynamite, by the way.
Dynamite is definitely not the answer. What was Napoleon's last name?
Bonaparte.
Bonaparte is correct. Number two, Pete Davidson's second hour-long comedy special on Netflix is out now called Turbo Fonzarelli. He is famously from which New York City borough?
That's a great name. He's the king of Staten Island, of course.
He sure is. Number three, the Wolverines are the 2023 college football national champions. The Wolverines are from what school?
Michigan, come on.
Number four, Jimmy Kimmel ripped into Aaron Rodgers last night on his show after Aaron made a comment suggesting that Jimmy Kimmel was associated with who?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll never understand why anybody would make a comment like that without knowing what they're talking about.
You know what? Here's the thing is that Aaron Rodgers is definitely Aaron Rodgers. But I think it was more like, you know, Jimmy Kimmel can joke about everybody else that's on that list of Jeffrey Epstein and Aaron Rodgers. You put Jimmy Kimmel on it and then Jimmy Kimmel's like, oh, he's super serious. I don't know.
Jimmy Kimmel said that Aaron Rodgers was the only thing that could make the Jets look worse, and it made me giggle. Number five, a Broadway musical based on Prince's Purple Rain is in the works. Finish the second line to the opening lyrics. I never meant to cause you any sorrow.
I never meant to cause you any pain.
That's right. All right, Lisa, 5-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
It's Lisa, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,600 tomorrow, Anna.